Church has them. The Open Arms Christian Church is no different. Of course, every year's sleigh is long forgotten by sometime around New Year's Day. That was the case until they asked Jesse Wenger to direct the play.
Elder Matt Wiseman's calling from the church.
Good morning, Brother Jesse. As you know, it's time to start getting ready for this year's Christmas play. You also know that Julie has directed our Christmas play for as long as anyone can remember. Unfortunately, she will not be able to do it this year due to her health concerns.
I think her nerves are shot after all those plays.
Between you and me, I think her nerves are shot after all those plays, too. Your father and I have been discussing who should take on the play this year. We feel that it is time for you to shine in your role as being elder here at Open Arms. Anyway, I'd like you to direct this year's Christmas play.
Who, me?
Yes, you, Jesse. It's yours. Should you choose to accept it? Thanks, Jesse.
Me? Direct a Christmas play? No!
Of saying no, but he said yes. He stopped by the church and picked up the stack of Christmas plays so he could choose one. His wife, Brittany, was very surprised her husband had accepted the offer.
I never realized there were so many Christmas plays out there. I think our church has everyone from the past 100 years.
There can't be any that old.
Look at this one, Christmas Follies in 1912.
How about this one? It's a Christmas game show. It has a great comedy scene with an infomercial that has in-law repellent.
They did that one last year. You know, I wish I had some of that in-law repellent. Just kidding.
How about this one? Christmas in Critterland. All the kids would be so cute dressed up like little animals.
Do you want to make all the costumes?
Forget I ever mentioned it. How about this? A dog for Christmas.
Don't you remember that one? It was like Old Yeller, but at Christmas time.
I remember now. It was so sad I cried all night.
Well, I don't know which one to do then. Too long, too short. Too many parts, not enough people to act out the parts. What are we gonna do?
I think I found the perfect one.
Let me see. This may just be the worst play I've ever seen tonight. How can you say it's perfect?
Matt Wiseman's mom wrote it.
On second thought, I think it is the perfect one too.
Everything seemed to be going fine, but Brittany could tell that Jesse was very stressed.
For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder.
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Lindsay, the line is Jesus is the reason for the season. Let's try again.
For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder.
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
God bless us, everyone.
Let's try one more time.
For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder.
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
You know, I think we practiced enough for today. We'll try again next week. I just can't do it. This is going to be a disaster.
It's just a children's play. No one expects a Broadway musical.
I know, but I've worked so hard and I want it to be right.
Sounds like you have an eye problem.
What? I just had them checked and I have 20/20 vision.
Not your eyes, silly. I as in you.
I, you, letter I need is Q for quit.
No, you're focusing it too much on yourself. It's not about you. It's about the kids. It's about Christmas. It's about doing something for God.
I see what you mean. I have been a little too focused on myself. It's not my play. It's a children's play for God's people. Thanks, Brittany.
Which meant it was almost time for Lindsay's lines.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder.
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
We can't leave everyone hanging like that. In all seriousness, we need to finish our entire play.
Let's start from the beginning. Here we go again.
This is the story of the first Christmas, the night Jesus Christ was born. We celebrate this to remember the hope and joy that this tiny baby brought to the world on that extraordinary night in Bethlehem almost 2,000 years ago. For Jesus' birth did bring hope and joy to the world. Hope because at that time there was much wrongdoing and fighting on the earth. And the people were looking for a sign from God that he would always be there to look after them. And joy, because after many of years of waiting, God had finally fulfilled his promise to send a man, a savior, a messiah, to earth to go among the people and teach everybody his peaceful and loving ways. That man would be God's greatest gift to mankind, his son, Jesus Christ. To prepare the coming for this man, God asked different men and women to predict or foretell that Jesus was coming. These people were called the prophets, and this is what they said.
Behold, a virgin shall have a son, and his name will be God is with us. Out of Bethlehem, one will go forth to be the king of Israel.
For unto us a child will be born, unto us a son shall be given, and his name shall be called Wonderful, the Prince of Peace, and there shall be no end to this kingdom.
The prophets foretell the wonderful Savior. Yes, baby, go up to meet us in God's ways,
and he will be with us forever.
Hallelujah.
Now when God was ready to give Jesus to the world, he chose a good and pure woman named Mary to be his mother. Mary lived in a little village of Nazareth and was engaged to be married to Joseph, a humble carpenter who lived nearby. One day, when Mary was alone, God sent his messenger, the angel Gabriella, to appear before her.
Hail Mary, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
I don't understand. I'm not yet married. I'm a virgin.
Mary was at first frightened and confused by this greeting of the angel of God. But then Gabriella told her that God had chosen her to give birth to Jesus.
How can I have a baby?
Fear not, Mary, for you are special in God's eyes, and behold, he has chosen you to bring forth a son, and you shall call him Jesus, and we will be called the Son of God, and his kingdom shall have no end.
Mary now understood everything she had been told, and it filled her with great joy and happiness. She replied to Gabriella, saying,
I will happily carry out God's will. I am a servant of God. I will believe and happen as you have said.
Not long after he had spoken to Mary, the angel Gabriella appeared to Joseph one night as he slept. In Joseph's dream, the angel of the Lord told him of God's plan.
Joseph, God has chosen you to be the father of his son, Jesus, and Mary will be his mother.
When Joseph awoke, he went to Mary with joy in his heart. Both Mary and Joseph had heard that God's son would be coming, and they were overjoyed to be chosen by God to be his parents.
I have had the strangest dream. God has chosen me to be the father of his son, and I am calling you to be his mother.
And so Mary and Joseph went back to living their quiet lives, keeping God's secret only between themselves. Now, at that time, the land they lived in was ruled by Romans, who were mighty but wicked rulers of an enormous empire. The chief ruler, a man named Caesar Augustus, was mean and greedy. He wanted to tax everyone in the land to raise money for himself and the Romans, so he issued a decree. Caesar Augustus said every man shall return to the place of his birth. That way, Caesar would know every person who lived in his country so he could be taxed.
Mary, let's get our things together. We need to go. We need to travel back to Bethlehem.
Are you sure I'm close to you in birth, and that's very far away?
We must. Our leader issued a decree.
And so Joseph and Mary left Nazareth to return to the small village of Bethlehem, about 90 miles away, where Joseph had been born. It was a difficult journey across the hot land, but after 6 long days and nights, they finally reached Bethlehem. By then, Mary was very tired and about to give birth. But when they arrived, the city was already full and very crowded, and other people who had come back to be registered. And all of the inns were full, but Joseph sought shelter at several inns anyway in the hope that someone might spare a room for Mary.
Please, please help. My wife is about to have a baby. We have traveled a long way and she is very tired. Is there any room at your inn?
I'm sorry, I have no room.
And so it went at every inn.
Sorry, my inn is full.
But one innkeeper looked at Mary, who was great with child, and felt sorry for her. She said,
I have no room in my inn, but you may stay in my stable out in the back.
We thank you very much for your kindness, ma'am. We'll take it.
Thank you. At least somewhere to stay.
The stable was for animals, for the donkeys, cows, and sheep that people had brought with them. But Mary and Joseph were grateful for any shelter they could get in that little town of Bethlehem. The King of Kings and the Everlasting Prince of Peace, for he is called all of these things, was born to a simple carpenter and his wife. And to make the baby Jesus comfortable, Mary wrapped him in swaddling clean strips of white cloth and laid him down gently in the soft hay in the manger, the animal's feeding box. Thank you. That same night, there were shepherds watching their flocks of sheep on the steep hills surrounding Bethlehem. The shepherds were poor men who wore rough, simple clothing. For them, nights were usually dark, cold, and lonely. But the night that Jesus was born, and the angel Gabriel suddenly appeared above them in the sky. The shepherds had never seen an angel, and they were frightened. But the angel of God soon comforted them, saying,
"Fear not, good shepherds, for I have wonderful news. Today in the city of Bethlehem a child is born. The child shall grow up to be our king, not just any king, but the king of all kings, the world's savior."
"Tell us where we can find him."
"You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger."
Then suddenly a whole host, a multitude of heavenly angels appeared in the sky. And they herald or announced the news of the baby Jesus. "Glory to the newborn king," they exclaimed. "We shall bring peace and goodwill to all men." The shepherds decided that they should go see the baby Jesus right away.
"Let us go to Bethlehem."
"Yes, let us see this wondrous child God has told us about."
The shepherds were the first to see and worship the baby Jesus. They searched their pockets for some gifts they could give him.
"What have I to give this king? I am just a poor shepherd. If only we had riches to honor him by."
"Brothers, we can offer him our faith."
Faith and trust in Jesus were all that mattered to God. And for the shepherds, just seeing Jesus filled them with hope for all people. "Joy to the world," they cried. "The Lord our Savior has come." Began to spread, and little by little the stable filled with men and women from near and far. Children came too, but they were shy at first until Mary beckoned them to come forward.
"Oh, come, little children, oh, come. One and all, come to the manger in Bethlehem stall and see baby Jesus asleep on the hay. He came to bring joy to all children today."
Meanwhile, in a land far to the east of Bethlehem, three wise men of great knowledge noticed an unusually bright star in the sky.
"That star, it's amazing. It's so bright."
"Yes, it's as it's trying to tell us something."
"Maybe it is. Could it be the sign of our Savior has come, the one the prophets have wrote about so long ago?"
"Yes, that's it.
Let's follow it."
Upon their camels, the three wise men, or magi, as they are known now, journeyed for several weeks, faithfully following the star shining brightly in the sky, until it stood over the little stable in Bethlehem where the holy infant lay.
Thank you.
Jesus, the three wise men fell on their knees in humble worship. They lay at the feet of baby Jesus the valuable treasures they had brought with which to honor him.
Since you are the King of Kings, I have brought you gold.
Because you are the Son of God, I brought you frankincense.
Because you are the Savior of the world, I brought you myrrh. For you know that our Savior has come, the Son of God, the everlasting Father, who has come to bring peace this holy night.
Most folks say it was the best play in history of the Open Arms Christian Church. Everyone had fun doing it instead of dreading it like years past. Jesse Wenger had learned an important lesson about keeping things in focus, but his night wasn't over yet.
I can't believe how great the kids did.
I know, I'm so proud of them. There was just one problem.
Lindsay forgetting her lines?
No, much worse. They asked us to do the Christmas play next year.
Musicians and come up. We would like to give opportunity for you to come for prayer if you need to. And anyone who has never been saved, if you'd like to accept the Lord as your Savior today, we want to give that opportunity as well. What an awesome job they did. That was so great. I think possibly that was the greatest pageant ever done here. that I know of. That was just, it was really good, really, really good. So. If you would, stand and sing with us. And if any of you need prayer, why, come on up and we'll pray with you. Thank you guys, especially you children, for doing that for us today. What a blessing to be able to see that just a week before Christmas, to understand the true meaning of Christmas. It was just awesome. Julie and Shannon, we'd like to especially thank you for all the hard work that you put in. And and for all those who helped you, we didn't know how many flowers to buy, so if you want to spread them out among your people, you can. I know there is, and we do thank you. It's just a blessing to have a children's program and to be able to have them do that for us. It was awesome. Thank you all for coming today, for enjoying this time with us. We welcome you back anytime you like, and the doors are always open for you. So go in peace and have a blessed week. God bless you.